Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited to bring back Anthony Chara to the show. Anthony, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back again.
Absolutely. Well, today, we're going to have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts, and you'll have to go back and listen to Anthony's full episode where he talks all about his experience investing in single families, multifamilies, the Great Recession, et cetera. But today, I would like to pose the question to you, Anthony. Can you please share with us about a book that has made an impact on your life?
I would love to, Suja. So one of the books that's impacted me greatly is the book by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich. And it's just an amazing read. It was written about 100 years ago. So keep in mind, people talked a little bit differently 100 years ago. So when you do read it, it's not going to be in the English that we think about today.
For sure. Yeah. It's, you know, for those of you who haven't heard about this book, it's just a phenomenal book that really helps you get clear on, you know, all of the different pieces that need to come together to get the right mindset. And, you know, it really is about thinking. And then that is the method by which you can become wealthy. So share with us a little bit more about, you know, what's helpful for you in that book.
Yeah, love to. So Napoleon Hill went out about 100 years ago and interviewed around 100 of the wealthiest people of his time. And what he wanted to find out is he wanted to find out why these people were wealthy. Was it something in their DNA? Did they inherit all their money? How did they get it? I mean, why is one person a multi-gazillionaire and somebody else is broke? And what he found in harmony with all of these different people is all the same mindset. They all thought and then grew rich. And so what does that mean? Well, they had an idea and then they went out and they implemented it. And it wasn't as easy as that, obviously. Some people had some major failures. Even people like Thomas Edison had over 10,000 experiments to create the light bulb. And people would ask him and they'd say, well, don't you feel like you're a failure? You've been trying this for 10,000 times. And he said, no, each time I failed, just put me one step closer to succeeding and figuring out how to create the light bulb, which of course he did. And it's changed the world, right? Because now we have all kinds of lights. And now incandescent lights went to fluorescent lights. And fluorescent lights became more fluorescent lights, a little compact fluorescents. And now we have LED light bulbs. So one little idea can change a lot of things. But what he found is they take this idea and then they'd come up with a plan. They didn't just sit on the idea. They'd actually come up with a step-by-step plan in order to put these things into action. They'd have to figure out what are all the different pieces to the puzzle. Do you need money? Do you need credit partners? Do you need workspace? Do you need a warehouse? What exactly is it that you need in order to be successful? And so by number one, by coming up with that idea, that was the first step, but then you needed to put a plan in place. And then the third thing that's probably the most important is you needed to put the plan into action. And a lot of people nowadays, they come up with great ideas, but then they don't write them down. They don't come up with the plan to put that idea into effect. And because they don't take those steps, they never get to the point where they put it into action because they have no plan of action ready to go. So those are some of the key concepts that I learned from it to, you know, three basic things, right? Come up with the idea, put it in writing, take action.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
For sure. Yeah, it's such a simple thing. And yet, you know, when you add up everything that's in that book together, you know, he has like things about masterminds and things about, you know, self-talk, et cetera. It's just really so powerful. And so it's all these simple things added up together to actually get a really profound result. Yeah, I love the one story he told about his kid who I think like couldn't hear very well, right? And how he was, not that he wasn't necessarily willing to accept it, but he just through thinking and through the power of thought, his son ended up not being mute or deaf and was able to communicate with the world. And, you know, it kind of defied all odds. So yeah, just so much there in that book. Is there anything else, you know, you want to share about what you specifically used that book and applied it?
Yes. So absolutely. And you hit on a couple of those topics already, Suja. One, of course, is mindset. You have to have the right mindset. As Napoleon Hill says, anything the human mind can think of or can conceive, it can achieve. So by thinking of different things that you want to do, you can achieve those things. It also talks about having a positive mindset, right? Because if you think you're going to fail, guess what? Henry Ford said about 100 years ago, whether you think you can or think you can't, either way, you're probably right. So if you keep thinking on a day-to-day basis that, oh, how can I do this? Why can I do this? How am I going to be able to get this done? You start putting those negative thoughts into your head. I actually had a student one time who, after a couple months of coaching, he hadn't even put in an offer. He was no longer even analyzing deals. And I finally asked him why. I said, what's going on? He goes, well, I went out to look at one of the properties that I was thinking about buying. And he actually said, he stood in front of the building. He looked up at it and said, how the heck can I buy this building? And it wasn't, how can I buy this building? It was more like, why me? How the hell am I supposed to be able to buy this thing? Right? He basically put those negative thoughts into his head that said, oh, little old me can't buy this huge big building. Well, if I had done that, I wouldn't own over 2,000 units in apartment investing. So it came down from not just how can I do it, but no, how can I get this done? I'm going to do this. Matter of fact, a couple of months ago, we went how because we had a deal fall in our laps. We were buying 34 units in a hotel complex in the country of Belize. And in order to buy it, we needed to raise $4 million. Well, if we said, gee, Willikers, that's a lot of money. We're not going to be able to do that. Oh my God, I got all these issues going on. And oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find the money, right? That's all negative mindset. What we did is exactly what Napoleon Hill described. We came up with a plan. We put it into action. And guess what? It took us less than 30 days to raise $4 million. I actually have some friends of mine that can raise $4 million in about a half an hour by talking to the right people because they've created that community, if you will, because of their mindset and other deals that they've done. It, as you start getting successful, it's like a snowball rolling downhill, right? It picks up momentum, it gets bigger and bigger, and your success gets bigger and bigger as it gets and faster and faster. And what you end up doing is doing something like this. You hit critical mass, and literally this is what happens to you successfully. You're going along like this, just kind of plodding along. Then all of a sudden, as you hit that critical mass, things take off. So you have to have the right mindset. Number two, you also need to mastermind. Look at the five people in your phone that you just communicated with. And then do you know what their net worth is? Chances are your net worth is going to be very close and similar to the five people you just talked to. Now, that doesn't hold true all the time. There's always exceptions to every rule because you can talk to your mom and dad and or your sisters or brothers or somebody like that that doesn't have a whole lot of money. But if most of the people that you've been talking to have more wealth than you, chances are you're going to then elevate yourself up to that level. So mastermind with the right people. If you're the smartest person in the room and you're trying to get better, you're in the wrong room. So find some other people that you can mastermind with in order to elevate yourself. One other quick thing too is it has to do with wealth. I made a comment earlier about if you're the wealthiest person in the room, there's different definitions of wealth.
Yeah.
My wealth isn't necessarily about money. My wealth is about time and travel. Mm-hmm. My wife and I love to travel the world. And so what we do is we've set up companies and ventures where we can use our companies to travel the world and write off most of what we do tax-free because it's an investment. It's a business for us to actually do the things that we love to do. So our wealth is actually built on time.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. I mean, it's such an important point that wealth is, you know, it depends on your values. What is it that you truly value? You know, money doesn't buy happiness. We all know that, but it can buy options if you use it correctly. And, you know, the option to use your time as you please is one of those big ones. So very, very cool. Well, thank you so much, Anthony, for sharing with us about the book, Think and Grow Rich, and just how it's had an impact on your life. Really appreciate you coming on the show. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
I will do that. So again, if you want to learn more about me, you can go to successclasses.com, successclasses.com. And you can also email me, anthony@successclasses.com, anthony@successclasses.com. Thank you so much, Suja. I appreciate you having me on again.
Awesome. Thank you, Anthony. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, luxe-cap.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.